and fade the music. When you're done with the call, click once more to hang up. The music will fade back in right where you left off. There are two great ways to enjoy photos on iPhone. The first is to capture snapshots with the built-in camera, and the second is to sync your favorite photos from your computer so you have them with you wherever you go. To see photos on iPhone, start by tapping Photos. Here you see all of your photo albums, as well as the pictures you've taken with the camera. Let's take a look at a set of pictures from a recent vacation. Tap on any thumbnail to see the picture full screen, then flick left or right to scroll to the next image. When you come to a picture that's in landscape, simply rotate iPhone and the image fills up the display. To see all the detail in this image, you can zoom in by pinching out and move the image around by dragging. Zooming back out is just a double tap away. You can see all of the pictures you've taken with your iPhone by looking in the camera roll. Here's a great picture of my friend Chris. To make it his picture in my address book, so it appears every time he calls, I simply tap this icon. From here, I can choose to use it as my wallpaper, email it, or assign it to a contact. I'll select Chris's name from my address book, tap Set Photo, and I'm done. iPhone delivers the real internet, with the best email, web browsing, search, and maps applications ever on a mobile phone.